This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Michigan, the surprising story, right? I didn't think they'd get out of the opening weekend. There's certainly doubts that they would be here, and to their credit, they're still dancing. John Beilein, former Wolverine coach, excited. He sent out a tweet following Michigan's win on Saturday, and I think he might have got a little too carried away here.
Oh, yeah?
You tell me if you buy this. So he says, before 2013, Michigan basketball had not gone to the Sweet 16 in 19 years. Now, it's what we do. Yes, we are a blue blood in men's basketball again. Congrats to everyone who's part of 2025. Hashtag go blue. John, get a little too excited. The blue blood. They're not a blue blood.
So who are the blue bloods? How many are blue bloods?
So, look, people can define it however they'd like. To me, it's historic success. It's national titles. It's Final Four runs. It's not defined by collecting Sweet 16s. I think everybody could agree with that. Collecting Sweet 16s does not make someone a Cinderella, no matter how often you do it. I think you have to win a national title, and in the case of Michigan, 89's the last time they did it. They've made two Final Fours the last 30 years. I have a hard time saying that's a blue blood. And I know it's John, and he's all excited, and we like John Beilein, but they're not a blue blood. The teams I think of are blue bloods are Duke. Multiple national titles in the last 15 years. Kansas. Multiple national titles in the last 15, 20 seasons. North Carolina, multiple titles, Final Four. Those are blue bloods. Villanova, now maybe not without Jay Wright, maybe they fall off, but UConn, right? Title runs, Final Fours, the best of the best, the blue bloods. I don't know what you do with teams like Indiana and UCLA because they were, but I don't think they are. But I don't think Michigan was or is a blue blood in college basketball. I mean, no disrespect to John Beilein. I think the guy just got excited after a big win. Do Michigan fans think they're a blue blood?
I think they're in the next tier.
Okay.
I do. And I think they could become a blue blood. I think there's also teams like North Carolina that might drop off from being a blue blood. And I don't expect, you know, what they did this year to be, you know, their calling card.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not able to, and I think it's all going to be changing with the amount of money people are investing, universities are investing in basketball programs. When April comes around, and if the House settlement passes, how much are teams like UConn going to be investing in their basketball program versus their football program?
Right.
I mean, how much do they do now?
Yeah.
Versus their football program, North Carolina. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Coach Belichick down there. But if you ask anybody that you know is a Tar Heel, do they want to have a better basketball team than a football team? I think a lot of them would probably say yes.
I would agree with that.
Same thing with Duke.
I tried to think of, because it's a feeling who the blue bloods are, but I tried to put like some parameters so that I could be maybe a little more objective about it. And I felt like a fair standard was in the last 15 years, because you got to be relevant, right? Like Indiana, right. UCLA aren't relevant. In the last 15 years, you have to have won a national title, right? Summit the Mountain, you're the last team standing. And you have to have been to more than one Final Four, right? Repeated success deep into the tournament. So the teams that have won a title and made multiple Final Fours the last 15 years are Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, UConn, sensing a theme here, Villanova, and Kentucky.
Now, that's why I put them in that next tier, because they haven't, in the last 15 years, they haven't won a national title. They've competed for two.
Yeah, and if they had won one of them, maybe you feel slightly different about it. By that standard, though, I didn't have MSU as a blue blood. Because, again, their last title is more than 20 years ago.
How dare you say
that? I know.
How dare you say that?
And I'm not saying that to ruffle any feathers. I think that's just fair. If MSU wins the title this year, that's two for Izzo, all the Final Four runs. You got a better case. But if I went 20 years, I think that counts Florida. So, but it doesn't feel like, I mean, they had quite a gap between those back-to-back titles with Joakim Noah and Al Horford to where they are now.
But they are one seed.
But yeah, and maybe they win the whole thing this year and you say, hey, Gators in the modern era are back. Michigan as a blue blood. John, you say no, I say no. To me, you're right. It's that next tier. It's like a Gonzaga who's made all these Sweet 16s but hasn't finished yet. Very good basketball program, has had good coaches.
Or a good coach.
A good coach in the case of Gonzaga. I'm saying with Michigan, Beilein, and now Dusty May, you may have a couple good coaches and some sustained success, and you're not a team that gets bounced all that often. You make it out of the opening weekend. That's what the Sweet 16 is you got out of the opening weekend. It shouldn't be the basis of, we're a blue blood. Blue bloods aren't defined by Sweet 16s.
No, they're defined by Final Fours and national championships. And this is, I think the Dusty May era could put Michigan in that upper echelon, that blue blood territory. But you've got to find a way to win a national title, and it has to be repeated opportunities in the Final Four.
Right.
Do I think they make it this year? This has been fun. This has been a great run. And it gives Michigan fans a lot to look forward to. But it's still going to be about, you know, recruiting. How much do you recruit high schoolers? How much do you just recruit the portal? And this is where I think Dusty May and Michigan could become a blue blood. I mentioned the investment. We all know that they're going to invest in the football program.
Yeah.
No question about that. But in that new contract, he got some assurances that they're going to continue to invest in the basketball program, because you're going to have to pay the players. If you don't pay the players, then they are going to go to UConn, who doesn't have a football program,
but really,
in name only.
Yeah.
And they're going to go to Duke. They're going to go to North Carolina. They're going to go to Kentucky. All of these programs that, yeah, they've tried to do both, but they're more invested in basketball than they are in any other sport.
Well, and it goes without saying it. Like, if you're going to extend Dusty May a year into his deal to prevent him from going to Indiana, you're serious about basketball. See, that's kind of why I liked the extension more than even that I knew Dusty May would go to a Final Four or win a national title. It was, we're serious about basketball. We're not going to lose him. We're going to pay him. And if you're going to do all that, you have to slot some money for the portal, for NIL, to replenish the roster. So from that standpoint, yeah, I mean, Michigan's making a decision that they want to be a powerhouse in basketball.
They want to invest in both. Now we'll see if they can do it. Can they invest enough in the basketball program to compete with those other teams that we're talking about? The UConns, the North Carolinas, the Duke, Kentucky. Teams that are going to have a financial backing in the basketball arena.
Some ticket texters, 248-539-9797. The only program that celebrates the Sweet 16 is Michigan. The Final Four and beyond is what matters. Texter says, there is a Wikipedia article for college blue bloods. Michigan is actually in a separate category, new blood. John in Lake Orion.
Okay.
By Cookie's definition, MSU is not a blue blood. Yep, I said that. MSU, a blue blood. How many times have they underachieved under Izzo the last 20 years? No, I think they need another title. It's been more than 20 years. Cookies, Michigan, definitely not a blue blood. MSU isn't even a blue blood, but they're the next tier down. Michigan historically has been to the final game seven times with one natty. By comparison, MSU has been to the final game three times, two titles, much better average. Michigan is a good program, but not a blue blood, Steve in Livonia. Michigan isn't close to a blue blood. Nobody outside of the state of Michigan would even consider this. Sorry, Beilein. Michigan has been one of the upper echelon teams over the last decade. But to be a blue blood, you have to have championships. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, UConn all have multiples. Signed, Alex on the ticket text. 97.1.